Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, Groundhog Day is near, and so is the Groundhog Day Marathon. We get the details. Crystal Snyder has been training dogs for some time, and she recently just placed her 100th custom-trained assistant dog. We preview Unstoppable, a night of strength, hope, and healing. New York Fashion Week comes to Michigan today through the weekend. We get the details. And the West Michigan Wedding Expo and Bridal Show happens this Saturday. We get a preview of that as well.
Next guest in the house, let's get right into this because, he's a groundhog. Whoop, no, not that guest. There's a marathon Don Kern as well, who I know has a degree in theater. Don't you have a degree in theater?
You have a degree I had a major in speech and dramatic arts at Central Michigan University.
You're good on air.
Plug my alma mater, but
you're good at doing marathons and running our marathons and halves and more. And obviously, we are here to talk about that. So, good morning to you, Don.
Good morning. We're enjoying this Michigan winter. Finally, we get a good winter.
Yes, a good winter. What is that in your words?
Well, it means that we're going to have an adventure when we're out there with the Groundhog Day Marathon. We're going to have enough snow. We'll have some traction this time instead of just having some ice, or like 2 years ago we had bare pavement, which really, it kind of contrary to the theme of the event,
So the specifics, weekend after next, several choices for us at Millennium Park, and you do kind of have a Groundhog Day theme. Tell me the big picture.
Yeah, well, it all started when we went to Punxsutawney back in 2012. And thought I'd get a cool T-shirt running a 5K or something. They didn't have any races at all. But by the time we got back, I said, we got to do a race for Groundhog Day. And let's base it on kind of the theme of the movie where you live the same day over and over again. And of course, since we changed the course, it's even more like that. So now you will cross the finish line 12 times. So you'll live
the
same
marathon.
Day over and over again. Yeah, for the marathon. It's a 2.2-mile course. You'll cross the finish line a dozen times, and we'll have a blast out there.
Yes. How's the forecast looking?
Well, you know what? It looks like we're going back to double digits. We've been in negatives and single digits for a long time now, it feels like, and it's kind of affected our registrations a little bit. People are saying, I don't know if we want to do this. Well, look, guys, it's going to be back up to a high of 30, so get your registrations in.
Because it's, in general, an overall good time. The weekend itself, and again, we're talking not this weekend, but next, you include a Friday night activity.
Yeah, we started doing it when we started out. We said, we could do a really fun thing in the moonlight. We'll do a 1/6 marathon, which would be two loops of the course. It's the World Championship 1/6 marathon because probably because there aren't any other 1/6 marathons anywhere. But we decided that we're going to do a nice, fun thing in the moonlight. We use headlamps. If there's snow coming down, it's so beautiful with the snow and the headlights and all that kind of stuff. It's just gorgeous out there at night.
And, of course, there's a half marathon as well on that Saturday morning.
Yeah, you only have to run 6 laps instead of 12. And it's just as much fun, but you get twice as much fun if you go out there for 12.
We kind of hope it snows for either, because then the pictures are kind of fun with the snow on the beards and in the hair and all that, and it's a good time. Will you be talking about this next Wednesday on Facebook?
I will. We have a Facebook Live fireside chat that we do every year. Just kind of like get acquainted with the runners, let the runners ask any questions they have about the course and about the conditions and about, everybody always wants to know what they wear on their feet and all that kind of stuff. Especially people, we had some people coming up from Georgia and Florida and stuff like that, just because they want to run in something, more challenging than the dry roads with no ice on them that they get down there all the time.
Yes. Yeah. So obviously for whatever, we'll call it a race, but whatever adventure as you are, what's the name of your book?
And the Adventure Continues.
There we are. Don Kern, the adventure, obviously dress appropriately, but your tent is warm for, as we are warming up and as we're cooling down. And you want to talk about the medals?
Yeah, the medals are awesome. This is our 14th year. We kind of incorporate the number into the thing, but they've got they got Grand Rapids Gus, Augustus T. Groundhog. He's our mascot. he's on the front of there, and they're all a 14. You got a marathon, a half marathon, and a 1/6 marathon medal. So even if you're running 4.4 miles on Friday night, and you do have the option of running both the night race and coming back and running the full or the half the next morning. So it's kind of a blast. And we've got lots of heat out there. Got the tent set up. Baker comes out and sets up our tent for us, and they've been doing this for a lot of years. And, you know, we've got heaters in there. We've got hot soup, and we've got good food to eat afterwards. And, you know, a couple of beers potentially. And those kind of things are happening out there. We have a great time. It's a party atmosphere. We got some crazy guys that have done this 14 years in a row now. And we just have a blast.
I concur. Don Kern with us. How do we sign up?
It's groundhogdaymarathon.com. It's easy. You just start typing in your search engine. You'll find it really fast.
Because this is the most important Groundhog Day marathon, but do other, I imagine there are a few 5Ks in the nation, but this would be the biggie.
Yeah, I think this is the big one. You know, the guys, there's this outfit over in England that does one. They call it the Groundhog. And but it's not until March, and they run it. I think it's on a track, and you run like 205 laps or something. It's craziness. I've kind of got a relationship with the guy over there that puts this thing on, but we share ideas, and once in a while give each other some crap over stuff.
Wonderful, but you're a little closer here, so let's stick with this. How many marathons have you run?
330.
What records have you held?
Well, I used to have the record for running marathons on all seven continents in the shortest period of time. It was just under 26 days.
And how do you spend your Thursday afternoons?
We go swimming in open water. We've been swimming in open water for 100 weeks in a row since Leap Day in 2024. It was a warm February, as you remember, and it was like. I just sent Eric Hansen, the guy that puts on the Mackinac Bridge Swim. I said, hey, you want to go swimming for Leap Day? And he said, yeah, how's 4 o'clock look? And it was like an easy sail. But we've been swimming every week now for 100 weeks in a row. We get into open water somewhere. Sometimes it's a splash and not very long. But yeah, and depending on how much ice we have to get through in order to get there. I think we're cutting holes in the ice this afternoon.
Be safe, but continue those adventures for sure. All right, great swag. There'll be a groundhog, not a real one, nor we'll have all kinds of people chasing us. But you'll have what's the name of this? Is this Gus?
Gus. This is Gus. This is Grand Rapids Gus. Yeah,
Gus will be there, and as you say, more details. One more time, Don Kern.
Yeah, it's Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th. Friday night, 6:30 is our 1/6 marathon, and then Saturday morning at 8 o'clock is our marathon and half marathon. If you're going to take a long, long time to run the marathon, you can start an hour early, and we'll let you get away with that. And in fact, we'd prefer you did, because we're going to be out there a long, long day. So the sooner we get everybody off the course, the better. We like it.
But you are a race that acknowledges each and every runner, walker, skipper. But let's be real for weekend after next. All right, Don Kern, one more time, details on how to sign up.
It's groundhogdaymarathon.com.
All right, would Gus say goodbye to me here?
Yeah, he's kind of a okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing everybody out there for the Groundhog Day Marathon.
All right, we've got that on tape. Thanks, Don Kern. Hundred lives have been changed thanks to the good work of my next guest. And Membi, her four-legged best friends, carefully trained, one-of-a-kind partnerships have been in the world of Crystal Snyder for some time. Those carefully trained, one-of-a-kind partnerships you'll find at Pause with a Cause. Looking forward to this conversation. We've talked before. We'll talk again. Crystal Snyder, you training manager with Pause. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Are you working with Walt these days?
I am not. He left me last week, and he is with his client settling in, and our field representative trainer has been meeting with them twice a week to help get them the right foundation to start out their new relationship. I have gotten 2 updates on him so far, and they are doing so great together.
That's cool. Why are we even mentioning Walt?
Well, Walt is super special, not only because I have served his client with two dogs in the past, but he is my 100th placed assistance dog.
Here we are. Let's do some 101s. We've talked before. We'll talk again when it comes to Paws with a Cause, global headquarters, our own Wayland, Michigan. What is your purpose in general? What's Paws' purpose? And then how do you spend your day, Crystal?
Paws' purpose is to change lives through dogs. We can do that through various types of working dogs. And my little corner of the market is with assistance dogs for our clients with disabilities.
Nice. How important is it the work that you and Paws do?
Our work is super important. Not only are we giving our clients independence, but we're giving them confidence to live their daily life in a way that they wouldn't be able to do before. The example with Walt and his client, Katie, before her first service dog, she was not able to go to college and feel safe and confident in herself due to uneven sidewalks or the potential that if she dropped something, she wouldn't be able to pick it up. And now not only has she completed that college, she has a successful career, and this is her third dog with Paws.
Wonderful. All right, so let's get into exactly you. First of all, Crystal Snyder, have you been with Paws for 10 years? What brought you to this role?
I actually started at Paws 14 years ago in 2012. I started in kennel care, and I was really looking for a career change. Very quickly after that, I decided I wanted to do more in-depth work with the dogs. So I applied for what was the former Paws apprenticeship. That was a 3-year program that I completed under a master trainer. And she taught me how to train not only the four types of dogs that Paws serves in places, but also the behavior modification skills it takes to be a really well-rounded assistance dog trainer. A lot of trainers can teach dogs to sit and down, but teaching a dog to pull open a heavy door or pick up metal keys is pretty unnatural. So you have to understand the dog's brain in a different way.
Yes. And I guess, I mean, it's no question you're a dog lover, and that's what brought you to day one?
Yes, dogs are pretty great. All parts of them, from the fact that they're loyal to the fact that they're easy to motivate, and that they allow me to be creative in a different way that a lot of careers wouldn't let me.
And Crystal, you are working with these dogs that will be certainly working. Tell me more about your relationship. I know my relationship with my three personal dogs has got to be a little different than your business relationship.
Yeah, it's definitely a mix of a business and personal relationship. I am getting dogs that have skills. They've been raised by a volunteer puppy raiser. They have gone through 6 months in our prison program, so they know their obedience. They've been exposed to public places and socialized with various kinds of people. I start out my relationship by teaching them how to learn with me. So I play some games where I teach them how to offer behaviors and learn my cues and how I'm going to reinforce them. And then as our relationship grows, we start to add in different layers of being able to use different kinds of reinforcers, so more than just food. Maybe it could be playing with a tennis ball or a stuffed toy or gaining access to play in the yard as a reward. As we get further into it, we become a little more strict with our business side, and we start to learn how to do those tasks and different behaviors in different locations. And we have to build the criteria for those layers slowly. And we always try to build on success, because a dog that has learned a behavior through success is going to have a better history when they reach their client.
Nice. 100 custom-trained dogs has Crystal Snyder done her work. That's 100 souls with a new leash on independence in life. Training manager Crystal Snyder on behalf of Paws with a Cause. How important are the puppy raisers? I know it's kind of a raise your hand to be a volunteer season.
Puppy raisers are so important. All of our dogs have to go to clients who live everyday lives just like us, and the foundation for that socialization and exposure starts with a volunteer raiser. We're currently in Puppy Palooza right now, which means we were gifted with very many litters from our mama dogs, so we are actively looking for volunteer puppy raisers to help us give those dogs their foundation.
Thank you for that reminder. We'll most likely talk about that more. Do you look back and think about the dogs that you have placed and wonder how they're doing?
I've placed so many now, and well, I've placed 100. I've definitely had my leash attached to far more than that. And I do always wonder how they're doing, but what makes Paws unique is we do have a network of field representative trainers that work with that client dog team for the lifetime of that dog. So I still get updates through recertifications, and with all of the connections I've made, I've actually been able to become social media friends with some of my clients so that I can keep up to date on the happenings with their furry partner. I also really enjoy being able to watch my new trainers who are growing and learning to be assistance dog trainers and watch them develop those same connections that I have.
Well, I won't ask what's been your favorite dog. We'll just say Walt for time purposes. Crystal, if one is interested, certainly I know that this is a journey for one who is interested in either applying for an animal or volunteering or raising a puppy. What's the first step?
The first step is reaching out through our website. Check us out. See what opportunities we have to offer, not only for on-campus volunteering, but volunteering in a puppy raiser, breeding host home capacity. We also have a lot of group volunteering activities on campus, and we are currently in our open enrollment period where we are accepting new clients to receive dogs from us.
Lots happening. The global headquarters in Wayland, Michigan. Take a visit. PawsWithTheCause.org. Continued good work to you. We'll talk to you at your 200th dog, Crystal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Described as unstoppable, a night of strength, hope, and healing. It's not till April, but you know we talk about it now. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Becky Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Bonnie Grevengood.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm glad that you are here to talk about Beautiful You by Profile.
I am so pleased to be here. Thank you.
Yes. Let's get into our conversation. I know, Becky Richard, you have an inspirational story to share. Your beautiful you is inspirational to boot. I'll have you set the scene, Bonnie.
Okay, great. Well, I am Bonnie Gravengood, and I work at Beautiful You. I've been there 2 years, and I met Becky, which is amazing. She is a volunteer at Beautiful You. She volunteers on Beautiful You Mondays. So we met. We have a lovely portrait in our lounge area of a beautiful woman who has a henna tattoo on her head. Unbeknownst to me, it's Miss Becky Richards. I've been inspired by her life, by her story.
Tell me more about Beautiful You.
Beautiful You is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides women and girls with complimentary salon and spa services who are on their journey with cancer.
And did you not just win a little prize recently?
Actually, we did. Pam Westers won the Channel 17 Pay It Forward Person of the Year. That was just a week ago today, Shelley.
Yes, stay on that high. Let's bring you in, Becky Richard. I do present you as a breast cancer survivor, advocate, volunteer with Beautiful You, and more. Is it okay to toot your horn?
Well, I will allow it. Yes, thank you. That's very kind.
Yes. Founder of the Perfectly Flat After Breast Cancer Support Group. You're a member of the Trinity Health Provider Engagement Patient Experience Committee. And more, Trinity Health Patient and Family Advisory Council, .. Take me back to when you heard the word you have cancer.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, it's just, I was 44 years old. My youngest son was 4 years old, and you're just rolling through life. And I was midlife, and a month before, I said to my husband, I feel like I'm at the happiest point in my life. Mm-hmm. And if I died tomorrow, I would feel fulfilled. Yes. And a month later, I found out I had breast cancer.
Yes. And you were here to talk about it.
Yes.
So thank you. And don't want to get into the weeds too much. But what's been a highlight? What's been a low light of your journey thus far?
So highlights definitely are local companies and foundations that really do active things for women with breast cancer. So just like Beautiful You, a place where you can go, and when you're diagnosed, everything just seems to be swirling around you. And so it's places like Beautiful You where you can just pause and actually have an appointment to take care of yourself. And through that, we find these beautiful human connections that are the light point of the diagnosis.
Bonnie, bringing you back in, is that a charge for Becky and future Beckys to reach out to Beautiful You, and then what happens?
You're absolutely correct. It is my mission to spread the word about Beautiful You. We would love any young girl or woman experiencing diagnosed with cancer to understand there is a place to regain their identity, to meet other cancer women who are on a cancer journey, to connect. And a part of what really draws me to Beautiful You is the strength in the women I meet. I think we all have a fear of cancer. I have a fear. We have a fear of losing our hair, our identity, and to meet these strong women on this journey and help them feel and look more like themselves is our mission.
So even more, what happens? Becky calls and says, I need to be included in the Beautiful You profile. How will you take care of me?
Sure. So all you have to do is go to beautifulyoubyprofile.org. There's a form you fill out, and we schedule an appointment with a professional stylist. The first thing women do when they walk into our salon is look at all the wigs on the wall, and I greet them. Then the stylist will meet with them. They'll talk about their options. Do you want a wig? Do you not want a wig? If they want a wig, we do a head measurement and take them out and let them choose what wig suits them best. They're given a chemotherapy bag. We have shelves of free items of anything they'd like. And then accompanying that visit, after they're done, they get 6 to 9 more salon and spa visits, which offer hair, nails, makeup, massage. And that's where Becky volunteers as a stylist herself and a cancer survivor.
Yes, thank you, Becky. Richard, follow up on that, and then would you talk about Perfectly Flat after breast cancer, this support group?
Yeah. Now, when I was going through breast cancer and I was bald, I was too stubborn to wear a wig. I thought, you know, if I can deal with cancer, you people can deal with my bald head. So even the women that don't want to wear wigs, it's really nice to be able to come up with a plan and say, hey, your hair is more than likely going to grow back. And so let's make a plan. Let's look at some cute short haircuts. Let's massage your scalp. And so we're meeting these ladies where they're at and just encouraging them in that spot.
And I'm going to get to the gala in a minute, but the support group, do you bring ladies together to, I mean, Perfectly Flat after breast cancer?
Yeah.
You've had mastectomies.
Yes. So initially I had reconstruction with silicone implants. The short story is those made me very, very ill. So it took me 3 years to figure it out. And then I had them removed and went flat. My health returned. So my goal is to rewrite the narrative that we're given when we're diagnosed. And the narrative now is you're broken and we're going to fix you. But I'm here to say we are not broken and we do not need to be fixed. So I have no breasts. I am perfectly flat. I'm happy. I'm healthy and I'm whole. And so that's what I'm trying to just encourage women and give them that message that there is that valid choice.
Thank you for that. Bonnie, there is a 2026 Beyond Beautiful opportunity to gather Unstoppable, a night of strength, hope, and healing on Friday, April 17th. Tell me about it.
Oh, I'm so excited to tell you about it. It's actually the first year that Christy Horan, my partner and our technology person, and I are running the committee. And Beyond Beautiful, Unstoppable is honoring not only local women, but women from around the world who have survived cancer and have a story to tell. We The gala or gala, whichever you choose, is our biggest fundraiser. Being a 501c3, we operate off the generosity of our donors. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Andy Egan, DeVries Jewelers, and Sobe Meats, all the people that have supported us in this opportunity. It's at the GOE Center, April 17th. It's from 6 to 11, $100 a ticket. Plenty of opportunity to be a sponsor, and I encourage everyone out there, be a sponsor or just come.
Will there be some testimonies?
There will. We have, well, Becky. I will ask Becky to
You're
present.
You're being asked, Becky. Get prepared.
I accept. I also, Heather Lauren, she was a TV personality. This woman is amazing. She was in the other day, bought 10 wigs, and she's taking cancer on full force. And I mean buy, we give a free wig when you first come in, but you have the opportunity to donate if you'd like another wig. So,
Becky Richard, what do you end us with?
You know, I tell people I've done a lot of volunteering in my life. It's important for me to give back to the community, and Beautiful You is one of my favorite places in the entire world. Mm-hmm. It's such a great place. The people that are there are so warm and friendly, and then the women coming in, we just want to give them a safe space and a spot where they can just be themselves and not have to put on any airs. They can cry, they can laugh, and they can just feel beautiful, and that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you all for all of the advocacy you are doing with Trinity Health and more, and of course your support group, Perfectly Flat After Breast Cancer. Thank you very much, Becky. Your final word, Bonnie?
It's people like Becky Richard and Heather Lauren that give me purpose. After I left my healthcare position, I didn't know what my purpose was, and I do now. I find strength from these individuals on a daily basis.
One more time, how to get tickets and find out more about Beautiful You?
Go to beautifulyoubyprofile.org. Or contact me, Bonnie Gravengood, 616-745-1679.
Good work you do. Keep it up. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But it's New York Fashion Week in Michigan. Starting today through the weekend, on behalf of Fashion Fest, let's talk to those in charge, particulars, especially for Friday night when we are all invited. Pleasure to bring you to Grand Rapids, Barbara Garcia. Good morning to you, Barbara.
Good morning.
Thank you to you. You are in the house, Jason Arntz. Good morning to you, Jason.
I am in the house. Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
And kudos to a one Sophie Bolin, who's all over the map when it comes to fashion and starring and all that
everywhere.
Good stuff. Yes. Jason, would you set up our conversation, please?
Absolutely. So Michigan Fashion Fest is a one-of-a-kind event for Grand Rapids, combining our studio, our media team, our talent agency, and Barbara Garcia from New York Fashion Week, her team, her talent agency, and her crew. We've fused them together for one amazing night, which is Saturday night. We go live at 6:30 p.m. Main doors open at 6, VIP doors at 5 p.m. It's fashion, it's entertainment, it's the best of all the worlds combining.
Wonderful. Barbara, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I live currently in New Jersey, and I work in New York for New York Fashion Week, and Runway 7 is the biggest platform, number one. And we did it for 2 consecutive years, being number one award. And I currently work with them as a casting director. I get to direct models from all over the world. And I'm also part of the executive team for Runway 7, which I'm very proud of. My background, I'm a former model and a former beauty pageant as well. And I'm from Honduras. And I've been producing events for years now. I will say I have an experience of 20-plus years. And I got the opportunity to work in Fashion Week, and that's amazing for everyone with this type of background, so I'm very happy. And right now, we have my agency, modeling agency, that is called CG Models. And we are partners with Revo Media, and they are from here in Michigan. How we met is because they went to New York City, and they follow my story in New York Fashion Week. And since then, we have a great partnership, and we are able to bring New York Fashion Week here to Michigan. I believe you guys have a lot of talent here.
Yes, thank you for that. We do. Jason, add to that, please. What's our local angle here?
Local angle here is that we are based right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we didn't really plan on going out to New York City. And so when we connected with Barbara by helping out a model connect with New York Fashion Week, it led to an amazing film production opportunity where we got to go out to New York Fashion Week for an entire week, follow her around, exclusive content, and make a movie that is currently in post-production. You will see a sneak peek of it at our event. And that led us to bring all of that right here to our hometown. I've lived here my entire life, the greatest city on earth, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and to host an event right here in our city with all those amazing connections we made. And it's here. It's on. It's Saturday.
Wonderful. I'm going to get into the specifics. Things start today, Barbara. Again, Saturday's the pinnacle. What kind of things will happen between now and Saturday?
So today is the content and media. Excuse my voice, guys. When I flew in
it's
yesterday.
Not normal? That raspy, normal voice?
Lack of sleep?
No, it's the fact that it's change of weather and it's a little bit colder over here. We have content day today and we're going to have models. They keep flowing in into this beautiful city, and we're going to do pictures, videos. We have media. We're going to have the designers. We're doing fittings. We're doing a lot today. Tomorrow, we have the casting starting at 9 a.m., and we're going to invite the whole city of Michigan. Everyone that likes to model, this is their opportunity because, again, even though I'm here for Michigan Fashion Fest, if I like what I'm seeing, we can always invite you guys to New York Fashion Week.
What do you look for in your models these days in 2026?
Well, right now, the fashion industry is very open, and diversity it's allowed, so that gives us flexibility for us to be able to include more individuals that usually weren't included before. So when they ask me what I look for, it's not about my kind of personal taste. It's about the designer's dream. So I follow and I listen to what they're looking for, and their dream will come true in the wrong, on the wrong way.
Yes. Tell us about Saturday night.
Saturday night is going to be spectacular. We have 14 designers total. We have casual designers, sport designers, and we also have couture designers. Our couture designers are coming from out of the country, and they have already big names. We have Andre. We have also Jasmine. We have Bernardino. They all big already in the fashion industry. They all did big runways out of the country and Europe, you know, and also South America and Central America. So they're going to be here. They already arrived yesterday. And the show is going to start, I believe, around 6:30. The doors are open for VIP at 5 p.m. And we're going to have an after party follow to that.
Nice. Jason, again, back to you. What's the name of Sophie's business, your business here?
So the studio, the host venue is called Studio Core, okay. C-O-R-3.
Yes. And this is part of Michigan Fashion Fest. Tell me more about the local angle. If one wants to come, how do I get a ticket?
You can go to MichiganFashionFest.com.
Who would you like in your audience?
Anybody interested in fashion, entertainment, and production, just an incredible night out in the city, something unlike they've seen before in the city.
And why do you say that? What will make this extra unique, besides just Barbara?
We have completely redone our studio. So if you've been to Studio Core, you know that we are a film production photography studio. Shout out to Mark Lytle and the rest of our incredible team who have completely reconstructed, revamped, rebuilt our entire studio from the front to the back for this event and for future events.
I should know this, but where are you located exactly?
We're at 1300 Front Avenue, very close by to here.
Yes, hopping a skip. All right. Many have as their dream to be a model. This is men and women these days?
Yes.
Yes. What do you say to the 16-year-old that says to her mom and dad, I want to be a model?
I will say to follow your dreams, of course, but finish your studies as well. I want to make sure that you secure your future. And this is a very promising career when you focus and when you are given the opportunity. But just in case that doesn't happen, you already have your grades and you have your degree. So I will never say just to go for it. But because when I was little and I did it, my parents told me, okay, you like that career? Go ahead. But you need to finish school. You need to keep the good grades. So I think that's a great incentive for you to continue.
Good. Thank you for you. One more time. How do we find out more about you personally, Barbara Garcia?
So I own my own modeling agency. So you can check my website, cgmodels.agency. You can also email me info@ cgmodels.agency as well. Or you can just dial 201-443-6751. The models that join our agency can come straight to New York Fashion Week, and they don't have to pre-cast. They go straight to the castings.
I had a follow-up on that, but I'll move on. Yeah, that was a good thing. Michigan Fashion Fest is here in Michigan. New York Fashion Week has come to Michigan this week. Details one more time for Saturday night, please, Jason.
Saturday night, the event starts at 6:30. Get there at 5, especially if you're VIP. Get your tickets at MichiganFashionFest.com. Don't miss it.
It's as easy as that. All right, take care, drink your tea, and let's have a good weekend. Thanks
drink
all.
Your tea. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
About hanging out at the Frohenthal Center in Muskegon Saturday for the West Michigan Wedding Expo, Bridal Show, and much, much more. I'll be there and looking forward to this conversation with you, Deb Wolf. Good morning to you, Deb. Are you ready for Saturday?
I am. I'm getting very excited.
And often it comes together at the last minute, but we know you are prepared, and I look forward to working with you. And is it Jay Lamey Bridal?
It's Jay LeMay.
Jay LeMay, yep. Bridal, presenting the Bridal Expo and more. All right, give me the 101, Deb, if you would, for Saturday. Do doors open around noon?
Yes, we're probably actually going to open them just a little bit earlier because the very first floor, we're not going to have any vendors on that very first floor so that everyone can come in and get out of the cold.
That's so.
And we also have 75 beautiful swag bags for the first 75 brides that get there. So we're excited about that.
Nice. Let me bring on kind of the full day experience. This is dubbed the West Michigan Wedding and Jay LeMay Bridal presenting a Muskegon Bridal Expo. Are we actually hanging out at the Frohenthal Center?
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Will that be? Who do you need in your audience for this 12-ish to 5 day?
We need all of the brides, anybody that's getting married. We need them there so that they can talk to all the vendors. We have over 50 vendors there, and it's going to be a great show. And then the fashion show that's going to be in the theater is going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun things planned for the show, not just dresses, but, you know, some fun stuff. So, and then, of course, the giveaways, the prizes, free dress.
Well, that's worth an attendance for sure. I know prize giveaways totaling at least $5,000. And yes, to have a free dress is worth it. WestMichiganWedding.com. Do you ask for some pre-registration, Deb?
Yes, we have a lot of brides already registered. We do ask that they pre-register if they can. If they can't, they can at the door. We have a lot of people that are helping at the door to get registered. So if they don't register ahead of time, we still let them in.
Good. Do you want the moms and the moms-in-laws and the bridesmaids and maybe even a groom or two to be?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Everybody can come with. They can bring their whole group with. So we don't charge. It's all free.
Oh, that's nice as well. All right, let's talk about J. LeMay Bridal, if you would. What kind of dresses and more will we see?
All up-to-date dresses and beautiful, just timeless dresses. And we have a lot of bridal gowns coming out, and we have the moms coming out with some dresses, beautiful. And we do have some bridesmaids coming out with some beautiful dresses. We do have prom, which I know that's not related to bridal, but I thought maybe the brides could tell their sisters that we have prom. So we're going to do a couple parades of prom, which will be fun.
I know that that's adds a whole nother layer to this as well. In general, do you have bridal accessories for the little ones too?
We're going to have only just one flower girl out on the stage, so but we do have that at our store.
Where's your store located? Yeah, where's the store located, Deb?
Right in Muskegon, right on the cusp of Fruitport in Muskegon. We're right on Airline Road. It's a big, huge, beautiful place and lots of dresses, but just a great experience.
You say you do have dresses for the mom?
Oh, yeah. We actually are renovating a space right now to make a little mom's boutique, so it's going to be a great experience for the moms. So if they bring someone with there, they can sit down, relax, and just check out the dresses, look at them, and then take them in the dressing room, which we would do that for them. But yeah, we're going to have a really nice little spot for just the moms. We're going to have a boutique inside of a boutique.
Oh, that's cool. What is there a latest trend for gowns these days, Deb?
Yeah, there. I mean, there's something called the cat eye that is like real trendy. And what that is it just kind of points up on the, you know, the sides of by your shoulders area. And, you know, it's strapless, but it's really neat looking. So, but I don't know. It's not really a lot of trends, I think, with wedding gowns. I think it mostly matters of how the bride feels in the dress. So
that is kind of what's key, right? You kind of want to feel good on your day. The day is this Saturday, 12-ish to 5 at the beautiful Froenthal Center, of course, in the heart of downtown Muskegon. Free admission, this West Michigan Wedding and J. LeMay Bridal Show, of course, presenting the Muskegon Bridal Expo as well with the prize giveaways. And I would think you kind of want to make sure it's cold and we've got snow on the ground, but make it a day. Bring the bridesmaids, bring the moms, and, you know, have lunch, have cocktails, have whatever you need for a girl's day out.
That's right. We have lots of food vendors there, so I don't think you should eat before you come.
That's good. That's good to know. And then if, say, I find, you know, I like a dress in the show itself, or I want more information, all that can be followed up as well?
Oh, yes. Yes. We're going to have an order of the dresses so that they'll be easily found when if they see something that they really like, it's going to be easy to find. So
nice. Tell me a little bit more about you, Deb, and your history in this business.
A little bit about me?
You bet.
Well, I actually started out doing a catering business, and I started doing the bridal about 12 years ago. And the reason why I did that actually in the very beginning was because catering is always kind of slow, you know, during the winter months when it's cold out. It mostly was just, you know, summer stuff. And so I started doing the bridal because that was busier, kind of contrasting. And it turns out that I love it. And here I am still 12 years later doing it.
As you should. And I'm glad as well. I'll see you Saturday. We'll have a wonderful time. Tell me how we find out more information. And yes, it's a free event, but get registered, please.
Yes, at westmichiganwedding.com is just register there.
Great. Okay. A lot of white will be in the room with the dresses, but looking forward to hearing and seeing all of the event. And then again, the wonderful parade of fashion in the show mentioned. Deb Wolf will be talking. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. See you Saturday. Yep.
Your inspiration for the day, according to Sigmund Freud, here it comes. One day in retrospect, the years of struggle will strike you as the most beautiful. Hope you have a good day and hope you enjoy the show. I'm Shelley Irwin.